Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Mendy, the Mets tour of the planet now makes its way to Seattle for three games. Now that we walk into games 8, 9, and 10 of this 10-game road trip, how's the mental state? How's the physical state for this team?
In a good spot, you know, after winning a series in Colorado, you know, losing that first game, but then came back and won two. Important. Now on to the next city, next team, and here we are. But I feel like the guys are bouncing back well. The training staff and, you know, the performance staff, they're doing a really good job communicating with the players, the coaches, myself, you know, just making sure that, you know, getting that feedback from the boys. And they seem to be in a really good place mentally, physically, and ready to go and, you know, and face a really good team with the Seattle Mariners.
So, Seattle, first time the Mets are here since 2017. I know you have a lot more experience in this building than the Mets do. Seattle pitchers are really, really good. They're really, really good here. But I'm wondering your experience hitting here. What is it like? Is it the complete opposite from Denver to Seattle? What goes into hitting here?
No, I think it plays fair, you know. Obviously, it's not Colorado. But, yeah, for some reason, you know, my history in this ballpark, it plays fair, you know. There's big gaps, obviously, but the ball will travel, especially down the line, whether it's right field, left field. And, you know, at the end of the day, they got a really good pitching staff.
Yeah, they do. Bryce Miller gets the start tonight. What does he do well? What do they all do well over there in Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, they got big-time arms, you know. The guy tonight, you know, plus fastball, you know, he's got that hop, that life, you know, that gets on hitters. But he also has a splitter to go with it. He's got a little bit of everything. He's got the knuckle curve. He got the slider, the sweeper. But I think at the end of the day, we have to be ready to hit his fastball.
The fastball he throws about 45% of the time, and then the other six pitches every once in a while. When you have a portfolio or a profile like that where it's a lot of heaters and then you'll see junk but you don't know which junk it is, how tough is that?
Yeah, that's what he makes him a really good pitcher, you know, because he can do that. He not only got the fastball with life, with velo, but he's got a lot of all different pitches. You can get caught in between. You have to go with conviction, with a plan, and just making sure that when you do get your pitch, you got to be ready to go.
Offensively, Julio Rodriguez is still currently hurt, but they've added some pieces. Randy Arozarena is here. Mitch Garver was added in the offseason. Cal Raleigh is a really good catcher who can hit for power. Just specifically him, what have you made of just his, prepping for him over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I've seen this guy, you know, becoming one of the best catchers in the big leagues, you know, and this is a guy that hits from both sides of the play. He can hurt you from the right side, from the left side. He'll give you quality at bat. Obviously, you know, batting average right now is not typical for him, but again, they're hitting. He's in the middle of that lineup, and he's becoming a really good player for them and a good player in the league, too.
Your bullpen in the last few games has been, you know, pretty spiffy. It's kept teams off the board. I hate to jinx it, but ask you about what's gone well for your bullpen.
They're coming in and they are attacking hitters. They're throwing strikes. They're using all of their pitches, and that's good to see. You know, limiting the walks as much as possible, and you know, keeping our defense on their toes, and you know, we're making good plays behind them, and you know, they're using all of their pitches, and they're getting strikeouts, they're getting swing and misses, they're getting ground balls when they need to, and at the end of the day, it comes down to throwing strikes.
When a lot of relievers, they have a kind of a feel to them as they go up and down their stock, but does it feel like right now, anytime you get on the phone with Jose Rosado in the bullpen, you feel good about the choice you're going to make?
Yeah, and I've been saying it the whole year. You know, guys are. Their job is to get three outs, whether that's in the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth. Obviously, when Diaz is down, somebody's got to get the last three outs of the game. And just making sure they continue to be themselves, you know, don't put too much pressure, regardless of the situation, whether we're up big, we're down big, or, you know, it's a close game, high leverage, medium leverage. At the end of the day, their job is to come in and throw strikes and get outs.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.